AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The summit President Obama is holding today on the threat of violent extremism is not the summit he envisioned. Planned for last October, the summit never happened before the midterm elections. In the months since, the situation has gotten worse, with Islamic State group metastasizing and European cities learning firsthand that extremism's reach is not confined to the Middle East. At the summit's opening session, Vice President Biden says societies need to offer what he calls an affirmative alternative to counter the rise of extremism in immigrant communities.
We need answers that go beyond a military answer. We need answers that go beyond force.
Ukrainian officials say Russia-backed rebels are continuing their onslaught on the railroad junction of Debaltseve, the epicenter of fighting between the separatist and government troops in eastern Ukraine. Russia's ambassador to the UN, heard through an interpreter, says Russia wants the ceasefire to succeed.
We're fully willing to facilitate implementation of these arrangements. The Minsk agreements must be fully complied with by all sides.
Russian President Putin, on a visit to Budapest, suggested that Ukrainian forces should lay down their arms. Well, the South has joined in the suffering of those dealing with serious winter weather. Temperatures in the teens will grip the region over the next few days, freezing and refreezing the snow and ice, making the roads as hazardous as they were during the height of this week's snowstorm. And there are power outages.
I was literally freezing, shaking. My teeth were rattling.
Red Cross spokesman Mike Ryman says shelters have been set up in Gainesville, Georgia, because so many lost power.
Had rapid accumulation of ice, which crippled transportation and brought down many electrical lines.
Sound courtesy WSB. Snow-weary Bostonians have been warned by officials that the transit system there won't run normally for at least a month. This is AP Radio News. Dock workers' contracts are still up in the air, but AP correspondent Justin Prichard reports West Coast ports are at least open and dealing with a backlog of cargo.
The speed at which the workers work is in dispute between the union and the employers, but the 29 West Coast ports are operational in the sense that employers ordered full work crews to work ships.
Labor Secretary Thomas Perez is in San Francisco trying to get both sides going on working out a contract. There's a cargo bottleneck at 29 ports that handle about $1 trillion worth of trade annually. While they were all beauties, the final seven dogs up for best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club. This owner says the premier dog show always has tough competition.
It's friendly, but still competitive because, you know, everyone wants to win.
Well, at the end, last night's winner was a beagle for the second time in the history of the contest. Miss P is a grandniece of Uno, the hound who took the top prize in 2008. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.